Republican Senator Sean Mitchell of Broomfield used to be one of the GOP's designated heavy hitters to speak out against civil unions and gay rights. But he says over the years, he's become torn over the issue.
A lot of the resistance has been more about concern with the broader direction of family life. I've held those concerns and worries for the 14 years I've been in the legislature. Those arguments have become less convincing to me.
Mitchell, who is in his final year at the State House, says he no longer thinks supporting civil unions undermines the traditional family unit.
I'm not sure I feel anymore or see anymore the line from a policy that recognizes and accommodates practical needs of households to the nuclear family.
But despite his change of heart, Mitchell voted against the bill on Wednesday. That's because the Senate failed to adopt his Freedom of Conscience Amendment to allow banquet facilities and mental health workers to deny services to couples in a civil union.
And I guess I have to ask, what is it about same-sex couples that makes it okay to deny their rights?
That's Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver, the main sponsor of Senate Bill 2. And for him, it's especially personal. He's one of four openly gay state lawmakers. He says civil unions would protect children, honor commitments, and make families more secure.
People get in car accidents. People have strokes. People end up in a coma. People have to go to the nursing home. People have to go to hospice. And when these things happen to us, knowing who's going to be there to hold your hand and love you and care for you and be responsible for you is a peace of mind and assurance that we can provide to a class of folks right now who are left out.
The state already has some benefits in place for same-sex couples. They can adopt each other's children and enter into an agreement to iron out inheritance and other rights. But civil unions would touch on everything from hospital and prison visitation rights, inheritance laws, life insurance, family leave, retirement, and other benefits. Republican Nancy Spence of Centennial also spoke in support of the bill, saying it's about personal freedom. She was one of three GOP women who voted for it last year.
Civil unions adhere to a core conservative principle, and that is the less intrusion into the personal lives and the personal liberty, the better.
But many Republicans, including Senator Scott Renfro of Greeley, say they feel civil unions are simply a stepping stone to one day allowing gay marriage, a concept Colorado voters have already struck down.
Our founding fathers were very clear in what they said about morality and religion, where they wanted our country to go, where it would be, if we did not embrace those pillars. What's left that distinguishes marriage as marriage? What's left?
Proponents are trying to avoid a repeat of last year, when the bill failed on a party-line vote in the House Judiciary Committee. Senator Stedman vows to bring back the civil unions measure year after year until it's enacted. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.